Well, for a lot of folks, the idea of even a little rain in the forecast is enough to make them punchy. We've had some flash floods. We've had some severe rains. And folks have had water in places in their homes that they never intended them to have water. Minnesota Commerce Commissioner Mike Rothman joins us on the phone this morning. We're talking a little bit about rain damage versus flood damage and some things that you need to take a look at when it comes to your homeowner's insurance. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks.
So rain damage versus flood damage, two different things? Tell me more.
Well, most homeowners' insurance policies cover things like rain damage, but they do not cover flood damage. So many people don't realize that. So, for example, if you get flood, like go back to the Duluth flooding. The flooding that occurred in that instance many times was not covered by private insurance, homeowners insurance. And so what people do and what they purchase is flood insurance from the National Insurance Flood Program. And that way they can make sure that they're covered. Also, one interesting fact, too, is that mudslides are not covered by either homeowners or flood insurance policies. So it's important to make sure that you, if you buy a hill or something like that, in particular like Duluth, you should know that your homeowner's insurance covers things like rain, but sometimes not, and you would have to look at flood insurance.
And, of course, as with so many things, you end up learning this the hard way when you go to make a claim and your insurance agent says, by the way, are insurers starting to, or maybe it's not insurers, maybe it's residents, folks are starting to realize that we've been having some really goofy weather and they maybe need to take a closer look. Are they giving these homeowners policies a little bit more close scrutiny these days?
You know, I think so. In fact, we at the Department of Commerce and as commissioner, I advise people to take a look every year. Even if you're designated, for example, as a high-risk flood zone, we know that 20 to 25% of flood claims are for homes that weren't not located in high-risk flood zones, meaning that they're happening outside those zones and then unexpectedly. And, you know, as we know recently, some of this flooding is flash flooding, and it's unusual, at least from our perspective, in recent times. So it's always good to double-check, make sure that you have the appropriate insurance for your needs.
Now, maybe I'm unusually cynical, but it seems that this whole insurance business is very, very complicated, and it seems like it's nothing but fine print. So I tend to be really kind of suspicious and kind of go into the whole thing with a mindset that somebody's trying to take advantage of me, which is probably not a healthy way to approach one's life. What is the best way, or is there a way, to try to find good insurance coverage for what you need, but have a sense that you're being treated fairly?
Well, one important thing is to always feel free to call us at the Department of Commerce. As the insurance regulator, I oversee the insurance industry. So if anybody has any questions or concerns about either, the insurance they bought or their insurance agents. So, for example, all insurance agents in Minnesota need to be licensed. You want to make sure that your agent is doing a good job. You can always call us at the Department of Commerce. And then your question actually raises another important concern that we want consumers to be aware of is that when we have floods or storms, disasters and all of that, there's a lot of storm chaser contractors that come in from out of town who go, door to door or, call unsolicited. And it's important for everybody to check and not be duped into a con artist or into a situation where after a disaster you're in a tough circumstance.
Right. So that's the last thing that you need. And certainly not that everybody on the planet, every insurance agent or anybody is out to get people. I am paranoid And I realize that. But when something really does seem to be really complicated and it's sort of difficult to understand, you realize that you are at someone else's mercy to a certain extent. And you can either try to educate yourself or you can pout about it. And I've always gone with the pouting. But I think maybe giving a call to the Commerce Department if I've got questions probably makes a little bit more sense.
Well, I would recommend it. We have people that work every day that are in our call center. We have consumer assistance people who, you know, help everybody through. And it could be any kind of insurance claim, actually. It's not just homeowners. It's also health insurance or any issue that you have with an insurance company or an insurance agent. So I definitely recommend calling us for any help that you might need. And then if it does get serious, so, for example, if you have a claim and you're in a fight or a dispute with your insurance company, which often happens, you know, and at least maybe that is what we're all reacting to in terms of, you know, our cynicism, you can call the department. We have investigators that help people with their claims. And, again, whether it's homeowners or any other insurance, we investigate, we look into them, and oftentimes work out some dispute resolution and many times help insurance policyholders, you know, get their claims paid. So there are fair claims practices requirements, and it's our job as the regulator at the Department of Commerce to make sure that, you know, that everybody's playing by appropriate rules.
And so to have that that third party, you know, without a dog in the fight, that can help kind of mediate and give you additional information and kind of give you the Cliff Notes version of some of these things. That's really helpful information. Thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate that. And we'll include a link to that consumer assistance line. We'll include a couple of links in the story so that it'll be easy for folks to get in touch if they've got questions.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right. Take care.
Mike Rothman is the Minnesota Commerce Commissioner. He joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.